got the sauce.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Ruben Nino, the guy who does this show. Check out what I'm wearing. It's the merch. You should cop it. You should pick it up. Link in the description below, I guess. Well, as you all know, we always start with like an update, I guess, that's somehow become a common theme. We are updating the beginning of every episode. So here's a fun update. So you know the intro song that's probably playing right now at this moment, right now? Probably. You can probably hear it, probably can't. I don't know. I'm bad at audio editing. I'm pretty good at video editing, but audio editing, Jesus Christ. I fucking suck. Anyway, the guy who did the actual music, I emailed him, right? And I was like, hey man, I love this song. It's my vibe. I fuck with it. It's kind of like a Joji sad boy vibe. I fuck with it. Is it okay if I use it for my podcast / YouTube? He said, yeah, cool. And I was like, okay, thanks, man. I'll give you a shout out in the comments. Or not the comments, the description of both the podcast and the YouTube video. And he's like, yeah, no problem, man. Happy I could help. Happy I could, you know, fuck around with you. And I was like, thanks, dude. So I'm looking at the analytics because I'm kind of an analytics guy. I'm kind of a math guy, not going to lie to you. But I'm looking and I got flagged, I guess, or reported or something like that. And apparently I've been using copyrighted songs, or he is accusing me of using copyrighted songs of his, which is a bummer, I guess. I guess it's a bit of a bummer. Yeah. So he flagged me, and if I get flagged again, something happens to my channel, which I could give less of a fuck about, but I'll make a fuck another one. Fuck it. Dude, fuck it. Gonani, what are you doing? You getting on my bed? You getting on my bed, you dirty slut? Come here. Come here. Come here. This is Konani. He's the newest member of the cast. Just like my mom and Diego and Junior and everybody who's been on here. What I think those are the only guys who've been on here. Say hi. Here, I'll let you down. Don't worry, dude. I'll let you down. He sheds like a motherfucker. But I got him forever ago. I just haven't been... Shut the fuck up, dude. I'm trying to record. But I've had him forever. Are you done? I've had him forever. I just haven't been shooting these episodes. You might have noticed we're back at the normal spot, the desk. Crazy, if you're watching on YouTube. If you're an audio listener, I get a change of scenery every once in a while. Because I'm kind of in the middle of packing shit. Because I'm leaving this apartment, going to another apartment. So here in a while, we'll be in another new setup. Which is cool, I guess. Rent's cheaper. Nicer place. 2 bedrooms. Oh my fuck, dude. 2 bedrooms for like $100 cheaper got me fucked up. Wow, I only have 1 bedroom and my rent's like $595. It was supposed to go up to like $620 something. Huh. I'm leaving. I'll be sad because I'm leaving all my fans behind. Just kidding. I'm pretty sure half of the people that live here hate me because I listen to my movies really loud. I'm that asshole. But the guy that way, that apartment over, he listens to it like 3 times louder than I do. And he has like a surround system or something. So you can hear like all the, you know. I shouldn't have done that. That was gross. Konani was just on that. But you know what? Let's get into the episode. This has been like a 5-minute introduction. Fuck me, dude. I don't know. I'm probably going to title this one Juicy. Because I'm going to, I don't know, expose myself. I guess I have a couple of secrets, but they're not really worth telling. But I don't have any other idea. And nobody wanted to come onto the show. So, or no, everybody was too busy, quote unquote. But fuck. Anyhow, secrets that I've held. Okay, here's one that's kind of bad, but also kind of funny because I don't know. It's really not funny now that I think about it. But when I was 16, I was working at the Sonic over in Gentry, Arkansas, over in Rantry, and I was coming back from work, and that was back when I had Natasha the Nissan, right? I was coming back from work, if you know, you know. I was coming back from work, and it was pretty late. I had to close, so it was probably like 11:30, something like that. I'm driving back on that little, I don't know, I don't want to call it a highway because it's too small to be a fucking highway. But I'm coming back, and just before I hit like the speed limit, that changes from like 45 to whatever the fuck it is, like 55, I guess. I don't know. Probably not. I've probably been speeding. Who gives a fuck? Before I hit that, I see this little dart come across the road and then just like a speed bump, right? And I'm like, fuck. What the fuck was that? So I pull over, get out of my car. I'm like, shit, what happened? I get out my car, turn on the hazard lights like you're supposed to because I'm a goddamn adult, or I was a goddamn adult. So I get out, go behind my car. What do I see? A cat. I hit somebody's cat, or I'm assuming it was somebody's. It probably wasn't somebody's. Didn't have like a collar. Do you get cats collars? I don't know. I'm a dog person, clearly. But I hit the cat, and for like a good 10-15 minutes, I was freaking the fuck out. Because I was like, no. Oh my god, I killed somebody's cat. Fuck. I'm going to hell. But then I realized I didn't give a fuck like a year later. And now every time I like drive by there, I'm like, rip. Can I get an F in the chat? Comment F for the cat, please. Or if you're an audio listener, just say the word F right now. Dude, you gotta include everybody. You have to keep people engaged. It's how you get people to come back. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't know, I'm trailing off. Another secret. A buddy of mine, you're about to get exposed. You know who you are. Here's something that'll help. He lives in Carl Junction, Missouri. If you know, you know. If you know who you are, about to get exposed, buddy. I won't say your name, but you're going to know who you are. This was like my freshman year of high school. I went over to his house. And he's like, dude, how do you know you're straight? And I was like, well, I've been trying to talk to this girl, and I just got out of a relationship with another girl. So, like, you know, I've only found girls attractive. I've never seen a guy and been like, I'd like to take a piece of that cake. That's not me. Sorry, man. And he was like, all right, cool. And I was like, well, do you know if you're straight? And he's like, man, I don't know. Like, I think I am, but like, I want to be sure. He's like, I don't want to waste however long of my life. And I was like, dude, you're a fucking freshman in high school, buddy. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. So we're at his house. And later that night, we go to his dad's house. His dad lives in Carthage, Missouri, right? and we're having a good time, and his dad's friend has like a huge ass pool in his backyard, right? And this was summer before I moved here to good old Siloam Springs. And man, it's probably not a funny story to tell. So we're at his dad's house, and the friend has a pool. We go to the pool, and he was like, I guess this was just on his mind. He's like, dude, are you sure you know you're straight? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, like, I'm 113% sure, but I don't know. Shit happens. At Siloam Springs locker room. But he's like, man, are you sure you're straight? And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure. And he's like, okay, can I try something? And if you don't want it, if you don't think it's cool, I just need to make sure. And I feel like you need to make sure. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure. But if you're going to tell me you think you like guys, that's cool with me, man. I mean, I won't stop hanging out with you. You're still one of my best friends. And we're swimming in the pool. And he's like, all right, go underwater. It's not going where you think it's going. Trust me. He's like, okay, go underwater. Because we were like 5 feet apart. I was like, okay, sure. Go underwater, open my eyes. He's got his fucking dick out. He's got his willy out. And he's like, so what'd you think? I was like, you have a penis. Good job. You have a wiener. Great. Good for you. You're a solid guy. Great job. You did it. You won. He's like, okay, did you like it? I was like, no. Extremely uncomfortable. You should have warned me. And he was like, yeah, you're right. You're the first guy I've ever showed my dick to, so I didn't like it either. I guess I'm straight. I think he's pansexual now, but, you know. I haven't talked to him in a minute. I should probably talk to him. Probably talk to everybody from Missouri. I don't know. I blow fat clouds. Tried to quit, couldn't quit. Sorry, mom. Sorry, mom, if you're listening to this. Or watching it. I don't know what you'd fucking do anymore, honestly. But anyways, that secret brings us into today's sponsor, Anchor. It's a great place to make a podcast if you want to start making one. Audio only, obviously. Build up your listenership. You can listen with, you can earn money from your podcast by playing Anchor ads, like this one. In the beginning of your show, the end of your show, the middle of your show, they call them mid-roll, pre-roll, end-roll. It's a good place to start up a podcast like this one. And you can add a video element in the end. Sorry, guys. Sorry for the audio listeners who had to hear me burp. I tried to look away, but I couldn't do it. I'm a dirty bitch. Dirty slut. I'm a bad girl. I'm a gay boy. Oh, my fuck. I got to stop listening, watching the TikToks before bed. Speaking of which, you want to hear a funny story? This one's not really a secret because, like, I'm pretty sure a specific friends know about this. A girl who will not be named at this time was over when we were throwing a little bit of a party, a little bit of a rager. We were playing fucking Madden, dude. Playing a little fucking Madden. Had a couple of beers. A whole bottle of tequila. Don't worry about how old I am. Anyways. We're drinking, having a good time, and she comes over a little late. I've been talking to her for a minute. She's now currently my only success story. I might have to bleep some of this out. I don't know. I'll try and stay as vague as possible. We were having a party. She comes over late, and I'm already shit-faced, right? I remember that part. And then I remember instantly having this need to fucking throw up. And we're sitting on my couch, we're cuddling and shit. And I'm like, oh, I need to throw up. And my buddy on the other side of the couch, he's like, hey man, don't. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I like covered my mouth with my hand, and I instantly just blow chunks all over myself. Like, it was ridiculous. We had pizza. I probably shouldn't have eaten pizza, but you know, it is what it is. I blow chunks all over myself. It was ridiculous. And I didn't notice, but I threw up a little bit on this girl that I invited over. And I remember having to stand up after violently throwing up for a good 5 minutes. And I was trying to get my clothes off. And I remember flirting with my friend who was sitting on my other couch. He's like, oh man, you got to get your clothes off. And I was like, oh, okay. Your girlfriend's over, but if you want to do it now, you know, stupid, cringy shit like that. That's my sense of humor. It's funny. I think it's funny. Some people think it's funny. Some people get really uncomfortable at it. I don't know. But anyways, I'm throwing up, flirting with my friend. And I threw up on this girl. And as of 2 days ago, I guess, she's now my girlfriend. If you're watching this, listening to this, you know who you are. The boys, you know who you are. I'm sorry. I already apologized to you when I got sober. Good story. Good times. Good times, dude. Good times, dude. Yeah, that was a fun story. It was a fun time. It was a mistake. I shouldn't have drank that much. But hey, it is what it is. God, dude, don't fuck with me. I am so smart. I listen to NPR. Jesus Christ, I'm stupid. Okay. I think that does it for this episode. Just a little short, little episode, 20 minutes, I guess, if adding whatever I do to edit this, I guess. So yeah, that flew by quick. One more time, plug the merch. This is the sweater. My friend Kinsey Johnson, hit her up on Insta. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She's currently looking for the right guy to go to church with and fall in love and get married. Ooh. Anyway. The wingman of the year. Anyway. She has one. She says it's comfortable. It's nice and soft. This one's the premium hoodie. I was a little pissed they wouldn't send me a sample. I had to literally buy my own fucking merch. I should have just donated with that money. Fuck. But anyways, buy the merch. This is the NDA collection. We also have the 00 collection, which is not just in white. It's in multiple colors. It has the 00 right here. Has the RN on the back. It looks sick as fuck. Working on new designs. Can't find any right now. That's my bad. I'm fucking stupid. But I might go to a friend's house who's really good at designing shit. Might go over there, see what he can make of it. Maybe add another collection. And instead of Arkansas Children's or Breast Cancer Awareness, that collection might be donated to the Ability Tree, which is a local organization that helps with children with disabilities. We took a tour there, a little field trip back in high school. It was a fun time. It was a great time. That third collection might go to help them. So be on the lookout for that one in the coming month, I'd say, maybe less. May. I'm going to give myself a deadline. That way I know. It's going to come in May. By the end of May, all proceeds will go to the Ability Tree. Merch. Sponsor again, Anchor. Shout out to Anchor for sponsoring this episode. I love you. You give me my personal money, even though it's like 2 cents per episode that people listen to. Yeah. hopefully you guys have a good day. And I just want to say I really appreciate every single person who stuck it out this far and people who listen at home. If you've made it this far, I just want to say thank you. Everybody on Earth has a really finite amount of time here. And I just want to say thank you for spending it with me, listening to me. Hopefully I've entertained you. And that goes double for all of my friends. You know, I'm really happy that we hang out with each other. Without you guys, I don't know who I'd be, where I'd be, what I'd be. But you guys mean the world to me. Yeah. Sorry to get all heartfelt on you guys. That was probably a little cringe. But, you know, it is what it is. I'll be seeing you. Bye. Link in the description below. Link for the merch in the description below. Or just personal donation. Or you could support me as an artist. Help me pay my bills.
Y'all got the sauce.
Bye.